All right. Good morning, everybody. Today is Friday, March 16th, 2018. And this says Before the First Cup with Jules here on UCY.TV. Happy Friday, everyone. It is a chilly 22 degrees with a real feel of 7 and snowing here lightly again in upstate New York. So where do we leave off on Wednesday? We titled the show Nano Eye Drops. Lipid nanoparticles, food, nutraceuticals, GNA, and DNA. And I think that was show number 5 or 6 in this series on nanotechnology and nano in our food and nano in healthcare and investment in nanotechnology to commercialize it beginning back in 2005. Per a funding bill that George Bush signed in 2003. And I was going to move on this morning, except that I had 2 or 3 presentations here still on nanotechnology being used in food packaging and in agriculture that I had promised the last show we were going to get to. And of course, we never did. That's how it happens so often. But I thought maybe that would be a good rotten cherry on the top of this nanotechnology cake that we've been looking at. And it'll make a nice series. I just looked, if anybody is interested and you missed some of the shows of the series over the last couple of weeks, you can always go to ucy.tv/BTFC before the first cup and scroll down to the bottom. And at the very bottom, there is a playlist for the show embedded that has all the titles, and you can see anything that was a repeat says encore. There were a couple interesting repeats over the last few weeks between these shows that didn't have to do with nanotechnology. But we also found the 2 older shows that I had done on nanotechnology and played those in the series as well. So, I don't know, it's a good background, and it gives you a lot of information, tons of links that'll make your hair stand up on the back of your neck if you wanted to read them all. But like I said, we're going to finish up today and see if we can move on to some designer proteins. So we had looked at a lot of crazy things. One was this new nanoparticle to correct your vision without surgery. They've been testing it in animals. They say they haven't tested it in humans yet, but it's coming. But it could potentially take your vision back to 20/20 without the need for zapping your eyeball with laser. So from there, we also took a look at these new ways of getting nanoparticles into our body. These are these lipid encapsulated nanoparticles. They could do them as a liquid or as a solid lipid nanoparticle. And a lot of the food manufacturers are developing these technologies on their own with just guidance from the FDA, no real laws, no real rules, no real inspections. Just as long as it's the same sort of ingredient. But remember, once you take a standard element or chemical from the macro world and you make it into a nanoscale, it reacts differently to the environment, whether that be an external environment or an internal environment. So there is some scientific concern about these technologies getting into our food supply because there really aren't any long-term studies. And one of the ways that they were concerned about was potentially leaching through your packaging. And we're going to take a look at some of that today because I ran across something about bottles, too, that I wanted to point out. So, all right, I ran across a PDF. I'm not really sure where this is from. It doesn't have a publication name. The Journal of National Cancer Institute, Volume 96, Number 21, dated November 3rd, 2004. And I think if that is one of the most concerning things that we have seen over the last few weeks looking at these technologies, is that this is going way, way back. They've been experimenting for a very long time, at least a decade, decade and a half, with nanotech back when they also were tinkering around with genetic modification. Remember, this all kind of stems out of our original biological warfare research that was being done at some of the places like Fort Detrick, Maryland, and some of the stuff with entomological warfare using insects and animals at Plum Island. I don't really want to get into those connections today, but we did a lot of those connections way back when. We ran across a story out of the New York Times that I know I'm probably never going to be able to find it now, but it was back from like 1999 with one of the generals from Fort Detrick, Maryland, talking about some of the research that they had been doing and how they had done some of the original genetic modification when they were doing mad science gone mad in long down long dark hallways that nobody really knew about. So the connection is there. It's all federally funded research. And remember, they've been doing research on animals for a very long time, but now to be able to accelerate these quote unquote cures, as per the 21st Century Cures Act, we have to speed these innovations forward to help cure diseases, whether they be cancer or, you know, genetic diseases, or maybe even mental diseases. If Johnny hit his head when he was 12, when he was playing football, we might have to fix him. All right, so this is out of 2004. The Journal of the National Cancer Institute, it is titled Nanotechnology Grows into a Billion with a B Dollar Enterprise. And that was the plan. Small is big. And although nanotechnology has been in the academic and media buzzword for several years, federal government and private investors are now backing a host of initiatives with huge sums of money. In fiscal year 2005, and that is when Bush inked that commercialization of nanotechnology, federal agencies are slated to spend more than $1 billion on nanotech, defined as science and engineering at the scale of a 1/1,000,000th of a meter, or about the width of 10 water molecules. Private concerns are expected to ante up another $5 billion to $6 billion in the United States just alone. Because remember, mad science gone mad is good business here in the United States. And nanotech observers say that the stream of money is flowing from the unique nexus that forms nanoscience, where physics, chemistry, engineering, biology, computer science, and medicine mesh in unexpected ways. Unless, of course, you've been listening to the show, then you would understand how unexpected, wink, those ways are. At conferences, microchip experts mingle with oncologists who talk shops with material engineers and toxicologists. In every corner of science, it seems, is going nano. Hey, get excited. That's why it's in everything right now. And this invasion is about to commence. Interdisciplinary is so overused, but this is one of those fields where it truly applies, says Cherry Murray, PhD, Senior Vice President for Physical Science Research at Lucent Technologies, and where? Oh, Bell Labs. What? Who's the organizer of the recent nanotechnology meeting hosted by the National Academies? So there you have it, Camille. Bell Labs. Tied to nanotechnology in our bodies. Yes, we are just learning to talk to each other, she says. Developing a common language is the goal of the Bush administration's National Nanotechnology Initiative, which is a multi-agency umbrella program to build, characterize, and understand